This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Front Range may get another light dusting of snow tomorrow, but nothing like over the weekend. 9 News weatherman Ed Green says climate change could cause storms to become more intense.
I'm not saying we're going to get one of these storms every winter, but I think the frequency of storms like this, and conversely, powerful hurricanes and other types of storms, I think with global warming and climate change, these just become stronger, more intense, and more apparent.
Parts of the foothills saw the most snow. Buckhorn Mountain, west of Fort Collins, saw 3.5 feet. Nederland got 3 feet. Tens of thousands of Xcel Energy customers lost power during yesterday's storm. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
Ice, wind, broken tree limbs, and even cars damaged power lines across the Front Range. Xcel spokesperson Michelle Aguayo says 165,000 customers lost power, most of them in northern Colorado. 17,000 were still without power as of Monday morning. Households served by smaller utilities had shorter outages. Black Hills Energy spokesperson Julie Rodriguez says 1,200 electric customers south of Denver lost power. Crews restored their service in less than an hour. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
A Colorado man accused of disrupting a flight from Seattle to Denver last week faces federal charges of interfering with a flight crew after he allegedly refused to wear a mask and urinated in the cabin. Court records say the FBI arrested Landon Greer after the flight arrived in Denver. The FBI says he swatted at an attendant when she asked him repeatedly to put on his mask. The charge of interfering with a flight crew carries up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. The CDC says emergency rooms saw a big shift during the pandemic, treating a spike in cases involving mental health crises, drug overdoses, and suicide attempts. Many emergency rooms were not prepared. We will have more on that story in 5 minutes on All Things Considered. Denver will see areas of fog tonight. Colorado Springs will be mostly clear. Pueblo also mostly clear, mostly cloudy in Grand Junction and in Vail. 37 degrees in Denver at this hour. This is CPR News.